We ask you to lead us our worship from the beginning to the end.
让我们一起全心来仰望你。
Let us follow you wholeheartedly.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天的经文是马可福音十二章，那么是18-27。
Today's scripture that I'm going to preach is in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 18 to 27.
那么今天是圣诞节的前夕，那么我们知道每个小孩子都在盼望，他们喜欢的礼物。
And we know today is the Christmas Eve, so every kid is expecting that receive a perfect gift.
但是呢，对每个基督徒来说，我们知道我们最大的礼物就是父神把他的自己的独生爱子献给了我们。
Being a Christian, that we understand that the greatest gift is God the Father who gave us His Son as a great gift.
其实每个生活在世上的人，他总有各自的盼望。
So everyone lives in this world shall have a hope.
那么每个人呢，其实他在不同的生命的这个期间也有不同的盼望。
And many people that through their life period on earth, they have different hopes.
那么就大多数而言，那么比方小孩子呢，总是盼快快的长大。
And for majority that kids that they longing to grow up fast.
而青年人和中年人呢，盼望有一个幸福美满的家庭，还有发挥自己能力的工作。
And the young and the middle-aged people that they longing for a happy family and also a job that so they can fulfill their career dream.
对一些老年人来说呢，他们盼望的可能就是一个健康祥和的晚年。
So for the elders, that they are expecting a healthy and harmonized life.
那么说到这样的推的话，那么我们不得不问一个问题：那么老年之后，我们还有什么盼望呢？
So up to this point, I want to ask everyone a question. After the day on earth, that what is your hope?
或者更通俗的讲，也就是那么人在离开这个世界之后，会发生什么呢？
So use another words, after you leave this earth, what will happen to you?
那么对于这个问题呢，不信的人呢，可能会有很多不同的回答。
To this question that different people, unbelievers, that they have a different answer.
那么有人认为呢，人死如灯灭，那么死后就什么也没有了。
And some think that people's death is just like a candle that is put off, nothing left.
也有人只是相信，或者可能人死后会以某种形式继续存在。
Some might believe that after your death, you might continue live in a different state.
然而对基督徒而言，我们知道死亡它是身体跟灵魂的暂时的分开。
But as Christians, that we understand that death is the separation of your body and soul.
当主耶稣再来的时候，所有去世的人都要复活。
And until the second coming of Jesus Christ, that all the dead will be resurrected.
都要接受基督公义的审判。
And they will receive the righteous judgment from Christ.
那么今天的信息呢，它就会告诉我们，在末日复活的时候，那么去世的真的信徒必然会复活，并且像天使一样与神永远同在。
So today's message teaches us that all the believers, after they die and when Jesus' second coming, they will be resurrected and will be with the angels.
那我想从三个方面来和大家分享。
I want to share this in three different points.
那么这段信息呢，第一点就是18-23，他告诉我们不信的人，他们这些人以诡诈来挑战基督。
And first is the unbelievers, they challenge Jesus Christ with their deceiving mind.
那么第二点想分享，就是基督驳斥了这些不信的人的这些无知。
The second is Christ refutes the ignorance of those unbelievers.
那么最后呢，基督宣告了复活的真理。
And third is Christ, he pronounces the truth of resurrection.
我们先看第一点，不信的人他们来用诡诈呢来挑战耶稣。
Let us first take a look at how the unbelievers they challenge Jesus Christ with their deceit.
那么在18-23。
From verse 18 to 23.
那么其实从前面几次的信息中，我们看到。
From previous passages we know.
那么主耶稣呢，在地上的事工主要其实是集中在加利利地区。
And Jesus Christ's ministry on earth is more focused on the area of Galilee.
而我们知道圣地是在耶路撒冷，也就是在犹太地区。
And we know that the temple is in the city of Jerusalem. It belongs to the area of Judah.
所以也就是所以犹太的领袖呢，也大部分就是居住在这个地区。
So the leaders of the Judah that they live, most of them live in this area.
所以呢，当主耶稣呢在加利利地区来传悔改的道，来做他的事工的时候。
So when Jesus Christ doing his ministry in the area of Galilee,
虽然也有一些反对他的人，但是呢，他们的反对呢，冲他们跟他们的之间的冲突了，不是非常的频繁。
Even though there's people that against him, but not as that often as the people here.
然而，当主耶稣的事工在最后的阶段进入圣城耶路撒冷，并且特别是洁净了圣殿，并且谴责了这些犹太领袖的假冒伪善和他们的贪婪之后。
But after Jesus entered into Jerusalem, especially after he cleansed the temple and rebuked those Pharisees, their hypocrisy.
那么这些人呢，对耶稣的反对呢，越来越也厉害，越来越频繁。
And these people now that they're against Jesus very violently.
那么我们知道，先是祭司长、文士和长老一起来质问主耶稣他的权柄。
So first is the priest and the elders that they get up and challenge Jesus his authority.
然后是法利赛人和西律党的人一起勾结，来用诡诈来陷害耶稣。
And also the Pharisees and the Herodians that they plot the evil together to trying to catch Jesus in his words.
我们也看到主耶稣呢，都用他超越的智慧是挫败了他们。
We know that Jesus, with his supreme wisdom, that he overcome all these challenges.
然而反对他的人总是不甘心，一次一，那么现在我们看见又一伙人又来反对他。
But those who are against him will not give up easily. So now they gathered to against them again.
那么这里十八节说，撒都该人常说没有复活的事，他们来问耶稣说。
So verse 18 says, the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him with a question.
根据一些圣经学者的考察，
According to some studies of the Bible scholars,
那么撒都该人呢，他们属于犹太人中的富裕阶层。
And the Sadducees, they belong to the rank of the Jews that who are rich.
那么他们中甚至有一些人还是祭司。
And some of among them they are even priests.
那么他们不相信，他们不信复活，也不相信鬼魂和天使的存在。
They do not believe resurrection, nor angels or spirit.
那么否认死后的奖赏或者惩罚。
They deny the judgment after death.
认为死亡就是完全的消失。
They believe that death is a total ending.
他们只接受摩西五经。
They only receive the book of the five books from Moses.
那么不接受先知书，也不接受古人的遗传。
They do not receive the book of the prophets or the traditions from the Asian.
那么他们在政治上很有地位。
They have higher political rights.
可以说他们是属于犹太教中的这种理性主义者。
They belong to the Jews that have the leadership.
他们只注重现实，不顾将来。
They only focus on the current events, but not think the future too much.
其实他们是一群不信的人。
They are unbelievers.
然而他们也是在犹太教中呢，也是属于犹太教里面的领袖。
But they are among the Jewish they are the leaders.
那么往常呢，撒都该人和法利赛人其实彼此反对的。
So in the common ways that the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they are against each other.
因为法利赛人呢，既相信复活，也相信鬼和天使。
Because the Pharisees, they believe resurrection, the spirit, and angels.
那么这使徒行传二十三章八节告诉我们，他说：“因为撒都盖人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂，法利赛人却说俩样都有。”
And in the book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 8, the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, and that there are neither angels nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all.
我们一起看他们来。怎么样来这个挑战主耶稣？第十九节到二十三节。
Let us take a look at how they challenge Jesus.
他们说：“夫子，摩西为我们写着说，人若死了，撇下妻子，没有孩子，他弟兄当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻死了，没有留下孩子；第二个娶了她也死了，没有留下孩子；第三个也是这样，那七个人都没有留下孩子。末了，那妇人也死了。当复活的时候，她是哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们七个人都娶过她。”
Verse 19, Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow.And have children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow. The second one married the widow, but he also died, leave no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be?Since the seven were all married to her.
那么这些撒都该人其实好像是来请教主耶稣一个神学的问题。
So those Sadducees, they came seems to ask Jesus a theological question.
那么其实他们是用一种看似温柔的方式来挑战主耶稣的教训。
Actually, they use this mild way, but actually challenge Jesus.
Because they only believe
the first five books of Moses.
So, they here in this story, they use the Life of Moses, 25:5-6.
So, this story actually is quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25.
So, they want to use the Moses 5 books.经文，他们想来挑战耶稣。
So they want to use the words that written by Moses to challenge Jesus.
那么这里《生命记》二十五章五到六节说：“弟兄同居，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人。她丈夫的弟兄当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。妇人。”生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
If brothers are living together and one of them dies without son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her.
那么从表面上看呢，撒都该人根据摩西五经的教导，他们编的这个故事是看上去是很合理的。
So, from the obvious that the Sadducees, they seem to came up with this story is quite logical.
他们不相信复活，而主耶稣教训人将来必有复活的事发生。
They do not believe resurrection. They saw the Jesus teaching of resurrection. They do not believe.
那么他们好像是来请教主耶稣，实质上是想让主耶稣在众人面前出丑。
They seem that they ask Jesus the question, but actually they want to set up to catch Jesus in his own words.
那么他们想破坏主耶稣他的事工。
They want to destroy the ministry of Jesus Christ.
他们以为他们很高明。
They thought they were wise.
会迫使主耶稣要么否定摩西的教训。
they trying to press Jesus to seems that he is trying to negative the teachings from Moses.
这样的话，他就与犹太的这些民众呢站在对立面。
So that he can stand against Jesus of the Jew of the Jewish among Jewish people.
那他要么就是承认自己关于复活的教训是错误的。
Either he acknowledged that the resurrection his teaching that is wrong.
从而失去他在犹太民众中的这些威信。
So that Jesus will lose his reputation among the Jews.
那么犹太人呢？他们坚信是一夫一妻制。
The Jews that they believe were one husband and one wife.
所以他们就说，他说二十三节，他说这儿说，当复活的时候，他是哪一个妻子，哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们七个人都娶过他。
So verse 23 said, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were all married to her?
就他们用这个问题来挑战耶稣，以为主耶稣没办法来回答。
So they use this question to challenge Jesus, so that Jesus couldn't come up with an answer.
我们看一下主耶稣的回应。
Let us see how Jesus refuted them.
那么这就是我们第二点呢，主耶稣呢，他驳斥了这些不信者他们的无知。
That's our second point that Jesus refutes the ignorance of those unbelievers.
那么这是二十四到二十五节。
It's from verse 24 to 25.
这里说，耶稣说，你们所以错了。岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能吗？人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
Jesus replied, Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven.
他们主耶稣这里告诉这些撒杜盖人。
So Jesus here is telling the Sadducees.
那么他们想出这样的问题，首先是因为他们对圣经的无知。
They think came up with this question that indicates that they have no knowledge of the scripture.
因为对圣经的无知必然会导致人对神的无知。
Because of the lack of knowledge of scripture that leads people to have no knowledge of God.
也就会导致对神大能的无知。
And lead to them have no knowledge of God's almighty power.
那么撒都该人认为假设将来会发生复活的事。
The Sadducees, they are assume if there's resurrection.
那么他们提出的问题就没办法得到解决。
Then their question cannot be resolved.
也就是说，他们否定复活是因为低估神的大能。
That is say that they negative the resurrection because they do not believe the almighty power of God.
那么接着主耶稣呢，在二十五节向他们明确了指出三件事情。
So in verse 25, that Jesus gave them three obvious answers.
第一点就是说，将来末日审判时，每个死去的人必然要经历复活。
First thing is that at the end of the day, that judgment, that everyone will be resurrected.
那么第二点告诉他们是，将来复活的人在新天新地，那么他们不再有婚姻关系的存在。
And in the resurrection day, that it is everyone in the new heaven and the earth, there will be no marriage.
那么第三点告诉他们了，在新天新地复活的人会像天使，但是不是和天使完全一样。
And the third point is that all the people that resurrected will be like angels, but they're not same.
哥林多前书十五章五十二节到五十三节，那么这样讲。就在以霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 said, "In the flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound."The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
那么将来人复活的人呢，跟天使对比起来，那么一样的方面是，那时复活的人和天，那么 复活的一样的方面，就是不会有婚姻关系，不会有死亡，会永远的和神在一起。
So compared to the angels, that the people have the same as the angels, that no marriage and no perishable.
那么不一样的方面是，天使呢是没有形体的，而复活的人会有一个不朽坏的身体。
But the difference is that the angels does not have a body, but the resurrected people have imperishable body.
那么我们会以被一个不朽坏的身体，一个荣耀的身体，会跟主耶稣呢，要永远同在。
With that imperishable body, we will be with the Lord forever.
那么在启示录二十一章三到四节告诉我们，说我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛、疼痛，因为一切的事都过去了。
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now that the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God.
那么主耶稣告诉他们这些事情，也是要告诉他们神的大能是无限的。
And Jesus told them all these things thatHe wants to teach them that God is almighty power.
那么他在世上设立婚姻主要有两个目的。
And he ordained the marriage on earth has two reasons.
那么也是因为人会死亡，需要繁衍后代。
So first is man will die, and the marriage is for the purpose of have children.
二是要让人在世上享受婚姻里面的美好。
And second is God wants the man live on earth enjoy the marriage.
而在复活，而在新天新地复活的人不再会死亡。
And but in the new heaven and earth, after people resurrected, that they will have no more death.
而与神同在的这种的关系远远超过婚姻里的美好。
And being with God is much better than the beauty of the marriage.
所以呢，婚姻关系呢就没有再存在的必要。
So there is no reason not necessary for marriage still continue.
所以呢，主耶稣指出了这些撒都该人对复活的错误认识之后。
So after Jesus pointed out the wrong view of the marriage,
就用他们接受的这些摩西五经继续向他们解释有关复活的事。
So Jesus continued to teach them through the book of Moses to give them the truth.
向他们宣告复活的真理。
Proclaim the truth of resurrection.
那么这是我们的第三点。
This is the third point.
26-27节。
Verse 26-27.
我们先看26节。论到死人复活，你们没有念过摩西的书荆棘篇上所记载的吗？神对摩西说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。”
Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush?How God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
我们知道主耶稣在前面已经指出撒都该人的错误，是因为对圣经和神的大能的无知。
We know that in previous passage, Jesus already pointed out the wrongs of the Sadducees that they have no knowledge of scripture and God's power.
于是就针对他们接受摩西五经的教训来给出他们正确的解释。
So now he's giving them the right answer and understanding through the book of Moses that they accept.
那么这里的摩西的书荆棘篇是指出埃及记中。
Here the book that Moses account of the bush that is the from the Moses five books.
那么当神开始呼召摩西带领他的百姓出埃及的时候，那么在燃烧的荆棘中向他写信的情景。
When God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of the Egypt, that he showed himself in a burning bush.
那么在出埃及记三章二到六节是这样记载的。
Is it recorded in the book of Exodus chapter 3?
他说， 耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神借他要过去看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer. God said, Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is a holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
那么我们的中文，我们知道从字面上，我们很难看出时态。
So from the Chinese version, it's hard to see the time that this is written.
而在希伯来语或者在希腊语中，每一个词、每一个句子，你一读它里面就是过去、现在、将来，它完全一看就能看出来。
But in the original Hebrew words that, or the Greek words that the verb that indicates that if it's talking about past, the present, or present or future.
所以呢，在希伯来语或者在希腊语中，我是你父的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，它都是用的一般的现在时态。
So in the Hebrew version, that the sentence that I'm the father of your father, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, is all use the present version.
所以它不是用的过去式的时态。
It's not the past verse.
也就是说，虽然在摩西时代，亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各都已经早已去世。
Actually, during the Moses era, that Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob all passed away.
耶和华还是他们的神。
But God, the Lord, still their God.
也就是说，肉身的死亡没有破坏他们与神的关系。
So the death of the body did not end the relationship between God and his people.
也就是说，这些因信称义的人，他们的生命不会因肉体的死亡而终结。
So these people that are justified by faith, their life will not be ended because their earthly life end.
那么他们将来一定会复活，与神永远同在。
So in the future, they will be resurrected and they will be with God forever.
我们还记得在马太福音八章十一节有这样，主耶稣有这样一句话，他说：“我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。”
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 11, it's recorded, I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places.At the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，在将来新天新地中，我们这些信主的神的儿女会跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所有的这些我们的这些先祖们，要一同在主耶稣面前跟主耶稣永远同在。
So that is saying the we Christians that in the new heaven and earth, we will be together with the Lord and with those forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以这是必然发生的一件事情。
So this is the event will definitely happen.
那么这里当主耶稣呢指证他们对圣经的无知后，主耶稣就向他们宣告了复活的真理。
So after Jesus rebuked them their ignorance, that now he's announcing the truth of the resurrection.
也就是人的复活乃是因为神的大能。
man's resurrection because of the mighty power of God.
那么也就二十七节在这儿讲，他说神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And it is said in verse 27, He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
那么也就是说，神呢是创造生命和掌管死亡的那一位。
So God is the one that gives life and also, has the authority over life.
他能使人活，也能使人死。
So He can make people living, also make people dead.
他的能力是人无法测度的。
So His power is beyond the man's thinking.
那么主耶稣呢，想让这些撒都该人知道。
So Jesus wants those Sadducees to understand.
他们的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各虽然肉身早已朽坏。
Their forefathers Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, even though their body already decayed.
但将来总有一天，神的大能会使他们复活。
But one day in the future.God's mighty power will make them resurrected.
和所有习性诚意的人与神永远同在。
So with all the people that are justified by faith, will be all together.
这就是复活的真理。
This is the truth of the resurrection.
那么今天的信息呢？我们今天信息是撒都该人和主耶稣辩论关于复活的问题。
So today's message is about the discussion of between Jesus and the Sadducees about the resurrection.
那么这些人呢，因为自以为是，他们用摩西有关婚姻的教训来挑战主耶稣的教训复活的真理。
So those Sadducees, they are self-righteous. They use their own deceit to challenge Jesus with the question of the resurrection.
那么表明了他们对圣经的无知，以及由此产生的对神的无知。
This revealed the ignorance of the Bible and also their lack of knowledge of God.
因为我们知道神他就是透过他的自然启示，也就是我们看到的他所造的，特别是透过他的特殊启示，也就是圣经来启示我们他自己。
Because God, through the natural revelation, He reveals Himself, and also through the special revelation, He reveals His mighty power.
所以我们认识神不能靠自己的想象，完全要靠圣经对我们的启示。
So by knowing God cannot be according to our own imagination, must be from God's own revelation.
那么主耶稣呢，明确指出他们的错误，并给出了摩西五经的正确理解。
So Jesus point out their wrong, and also gave the explanation of the book of Moses.
那么最后向他们宣告，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And finally, he proclaimed, God is not a God of the dead, but of is a God of living.
那么在末日复活时，去世的真信徒必然会复活，并且像天使一样与神永远同在。
In the final days, the resurrection, all the believers will be resurrected and will be with God and angel together.
那我们可以思想以下几方面的应用。
And we can make some applications.
那么首先一点就是，作为基督徒，我们要接受并相信整本圣经都是神的话语。
So as a Christian, we must receive and acknowledge that all the scriptures in the Bible are God's word.
如果我们断章取义，只读那些自己喜欢的。
If we only take a partial Bible and take the things that in favor of us,
那么这样很可能犯和撒都该人一样的错误。
Then we will also commit the same error like the Sadducees.
因为对圣经的无知而导致我们对神的不正确的理解。
That is that with the ignorance of God's word that we will misunderstood God's will.
那么第二点我们该思想的就是，当我们读或者听神的话语时。
Second is when we read or listen to God's word.
那我们总要抱着开放和虚心的态度来接受。
We need to have an open mind and humility.
那遇到任何不明白的地方。
With to the things that we do not understand.
要坚信这不是圣经的问题。
We need to be firm that it's not a problem in the Bible.
那是我们人的有罪和我们的有限。
that is because we are sinners and we are limited.
我们不可以去怀疑、藐视，甚至诋毁神的话语。
So we cannot doubt, or look down, or even blaspheme God's word.
因为神教导我们，我们要以神的名为圣。
Because God teaches us that we should hallow His name.
那么，既然我们要尊神的名为圣，那么他说出的话语来，我们当然也要尊他的话语为圣。
So in order to hallow God, that we need to take God's word seriously and believe His word.
就每当我们读神的话语或听神的话语时，我们要怀着一个谦卑受教的心。
So every time when we read or listen to God's word, we need to have humility in mind.
来求神帮助我们来明白。
We ask God to help us to understand.
因为主耶稣呢，他在马太福音七到八节给我们这样的应许。
Because in the book of Matthew, Jesus gave us this promise.
他说：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。”
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will be found. Knock.And the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
那么，因为我们每个人都能够透过圣经，我们能够得到神正确的启示。
We pray that through everyone that will understand God's word truly and rightly.
能够让我们更多的认识我们所认识的神耶稣基督。
So that we will know more about Jesus Christ.
让我们能够更多的明白他的旨意，做讨他所喜悦的。
So that we will understand God's will and do according to His will.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks to you.
我们谢谢你透过圣经来启示我们认识你。
We thank you through your scripture that you reveal yourself.
主，我们求你的圣灵，当我们读圣经还这个听圣经时候，主就求主你来帮助我们明白。
We pray that when we read your word, listen to your words, you help us to understand.
也让我们抱着谦卑受教的心来接受。
And also give us a heart of humility and a teachable heart that we can receive.
因为你应许我们，寻找的必寻见，叩门的必开门。
Because you promised us, for the one that seeks will find, and the knock will be opened.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。